Well, the news is sending a positive charge through northern BC. The province plans to electrify Highway 37. The Northwest Transmission Line was originally pitched last fall. The province and the NovaGold Mining Company plan to pay for the project. But earlier this year, the plan was unplugged. Now Premier Gordon Campbell has recharged the idea. He made this announcement at the Union of BC Municipalities Convention on Friday.
The Mining Association of British Columbia just released a report on the Northwest Transmission Line. It's up along Highway 37. They said that could stimulate thousands of jobs, billions of dollars of economic opportunity and development, more than $300 million a year in annual tax revenues to government. And across the Northwest, communities are telling us that's their vision too. Well, we're going to make it happen with them. Today, I can tell you that the province will pursue the environmental assessment certificate and First Nations consultations necessary for the vital first steps of the Northwest Transmission Line along Highway 37 to be put in place. It's going to create jobs. It's going to create opportunities for First Nations. It's going to bring clean power to the whole Northwest region and eliminate communities' dependence on dirty diesel for their power. The independent power and mining opportunities that are moving ahead, I think, make it pretty clear. There is an enormous opportunity to build a strong partnership in that entire sector of our province, that vast Northwest of British Columbia.
That was Premier Gordon Campbell. He was speaking at the UBCM convention on Friday in Penticton. That's the Union of BC Municipalities convention. If approved, the new power line along Highway 37 will stretch over 300 kilometers from Terrace to Bob Quinn Lake. Janine North is CEO with the Northern Development Initiative Trust. The group promotes economic opportunities in northern BC, and Chris spoke with Janine North this morning.
How significant is this announcement?
This is huge. What this announcement does is really shows that this government backs the vision that northern communities and business and First Nations have to open the region for economic opportunities that are global in scale. Up to 10 mines, 10,700 jobs, $15 billion in investment, and potentially up to $300 million in annual tax revenues.
You've been pushing for this for some time. I wonder if you could give us sort of a brief history of your involvement in this issue.
Over the last year, since the hiatus of the Glore Creek project was announced last fall, communities and First Nations and industry got together and said that even though that project is reviewing its business plan and its development plan, there are many others on the books and going through approval stages and exploration. And we need to get on with the business of doing environmental assessments and discussion between communities and First Nations and industry. And we've been talking with government and talking amongst each other and just very excited to hear this announcement.
What do you think spurred the Premier to make this announcement finally?
Well, I think that certainly many northern leaders, both First Nations leadership and business and community leadership, had said this is what we need. We need to get on with the process. We need to show the capital markets that this the northwest area of the province and BC are open for business. And there's some very compelling figures that have been researched and have come out in a Mining Association of BC report that was published on Friday.
You've had the weekend to sort of gather reaction to this. What have you been hearing from people you've been talking to?
The reaction is overwhelmingly positive. This is a catalyst piece for the North, and it shows that we are moving ahead with the dialogue on not if this should happen, but how and where.
And when, I suppose? When will this get underway, do you think?
Well, the Premier's announcement said that the environmental assessment would begin immediately, and certainly it's that environmental assessment that leads to the how and the where of the building of this transmission line.
Now, as you alluded to, the project has been put on hold before. What do you think the chances are that that could happen again?
I think this project will definitely happen. And I think people in the North will have a say in how it happens, which is very important. There are some mining projects right now and independent power projects that are going through and have completed their banking feasibility studies, which shows that they are viable and will happen in the near future. That timeline will be coincided with the construction of the line, I hope, in the next couple of years.
Ms. North, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Janine North. She's the CEO for the Northern Development Initiative Trust. And we want to know, what do you think about the decision to foot the bill for electrifying Highway 37? Is this going to be a boon to Northern BC? You can power up your thoughts and share them on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also email us at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.